as of today, the United States Senate has confirmed 162 judges nominated by Donald Trump, including two Supreme Court justices, also 46 judges to the Court of Appeals, and 112 to the district courts, as they have been confirming Trump's nominees at a record pace. So, hoping to combat this when we have, hopefully, a Democratic administration taking office in 2021 is a group called Building the Bench. They're affiliated with Alliance for Justice, and we're talking with one of the people who was involved with Building the Bench, Dan Goldberg. Dan, thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
Honored to join you.
Yeah, this is a really important topic because, well, before we get into Building the Bench, let's actually go back in time a bit because judicial nominees has always been a big driver for Republican voters, hasn't it? And not so much for the Democrats, because I look back at 2016, and even though Republicans were obstructing Merrick Garland, that issue largely fired up Republican voters more than Democratic voters looking back in 16.
You're 100% correct. For 40 years, Republicans and conservatives have had a plan to hijack the federal courts. And the reason they've had that plan is because their agenda is really unpopular. You saw it during health care. The Republicans have wanted to repeal the Affordable Care Act, take away health care for millions of people and protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Even when they controlled the House, the Senate, the White House, they couldn't do so because that's really unpopular. So what they've tried to do is hijack the courts, put young, ultra-conservative ideologues on the federal bench to advance their policy agendas through lifetime judges. Their policy agendas of taking away access to health care, of eroding civil rights, women's rights, LGBT equality, to attacking workers, consumers, clean air and clean water. So they've realized for a long time that they can achieve their policy objectives through the courts. And it was disappointing that Donald Trump was very, very clear. He ran for office and said to conservatives, you might not like me. You might think I'm a despicable person, but if you elect me, I will nominate conservative judges. You didn't hear the same from Hillary Clinton and other Democratic candidates.
I don't even think it's even quite unique to Hillary Clinton. This has always been an issue for Democrats. But do you feel like the tides are maybe changing on this, especially as we look back at the Brett Kavanaugh nomination with all the money, for instance, raised in Maine to potentially run against Susan Collins, a Democrat, running against her? Or do you still think we're a little bit of asleep at the wheel on the Democratic side in terms of judicial nominees?
You know, I have never seen a progressive so galvanized on the issue of the court as I have him now. You saw it during the fight against Kavanaugh, where you saw tens of thousands of people come to Washington and take part in rallies. Thousands of people called their senators, wrote letters to the editor. You're seeing the actions in Maine and across the country. But not just Brett Kavanaugh. I'm seeing it on lower court nominees. We were able to defeat a nominee called Thomas Farr. He was a nominee to the district court in North Carolina, who had spent the last 30 years of his career trying to make it harder for African Americans to vote. We defeated him because people, average Americans, bust up from North Carolina and sat in senators' offices and said, you cannot support somebody who has such contempt for the Constitution. And even Republican senators said, no, we will not put him on the federal bench. We just had a fight here in Washington over a nominee called Stephen Menasche, who was unfortunately confirmed to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. He's somebody who was Betsy DeVos's right-hand man at the Department of Education and then worked with Stephen Miller on immigration policy at the White House. Tens of thousands of teachers called their senators, emailed their senators. I've never seen such action for a lower court nominee. Progressives are realizing the stakes and how issue after issue will be dependent on who federal judges are, whether our constitutional rights and our legal protections are properly enforced. And I've never seen so much energy, and I think it's going to carry over to 2021 and force the next Democratic Democratic president to make rebalancing the federal bench a priority.
So, well, let's move on to, well, this initiative that you've started over at the Alliance for Justice, building the bench, because that brings us to that very topic. Because if a Democrat does actually win in 2020, and hopefully that does happen, they're going to have the opportunity to hopefully redo some of the courts and actually get, well, better justices on. So can you tell us a little bit about what building the bench actually is, what you guys do, and is this kind of similar to even what Trump did back in 2016 when he made his list of Supreme Court justices that he might nominate?
Well, building the bench is an initiative we started, and we're an organization that has been, this is actually our 40th anniversary, and we've been fighting for fair courts and unbiased judges for the last 40 years. And what we've done during Democratic administrations is help identify amazing progressive lawyers across the country. And hopefully working with our broad coalition, get them pushed, get them in front of senators, get them recommended to the White House, and get them nominated and confirmed. What we're doing now is we're starting earlier, and we're hoping that the next president prioritizes nominating federal judges with a demonstrated commitment to constitutional rights and important legal protections, civil rights, rights for women, LGBTQ Americans, workers, consumers, immigrants, and also prioritizing demographic diversity, so that our bench better reflects the diversity of our nation, so that every litigant and every person who walks into the courtroom truly believes they will receive equal justice under the law. And what our initiative is designed to do is, there are amazing attorneys across the country doing amazing work, fighting for civil rights, being in the trenches, fighting for better wages for workers, fighting for clean air and clean water. And what we hope to do, working with a broad coalition, is identify these lawyers and make sure their resumes get in front of U.S. senators. Because we believe that if senators and the next president look at this broad pool of candidates, we'll be able to get some amazing judges confirmed in 2021 and start to rebalance the federal courts. Too often, the default is, I'm going to nominate my former, I promised the job to my former law school roommate, or a corporate lawyer who I see at the local Rotary Club, or a former prosecutor who's now at a large law firm. And all of those might be wonderful judges, but at the same time, We need to expand who sits on the federal bench. We need to identify our amazing progressive lawyers and give the next president no choice but to prioritize and confirm them and push to confirm them.
We're speaking with Dan Goldberg. He's with the Alliance for Justice and their new initiative called Building the Bench, trying to get some new judicial nominees that Democrats could potentially select as justices at the appellate and also district level should we have a new Democratic administration in 2021. So you were alluding to this, Dan, but this is a pretty overwhelming task to come up with a number of potential judicial nominees, because it's not like when you're looking at someone for the Supreme Court, you can always just look at the appellate judges or even the district judges. In this case, you have to kind of look at some of the big lawyers from around the country and really look at a wide swath of people and try to vet who could make some good justices to potentially serve on the appellate or the district level.
Let me give you an example. In Iowa, when a vacancy came up on the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, then Senator Tom Harkin ended up recommending to the White House, and the White House ended up nominating Jane Kelly, who at the time was not a big law firm partner. She was not a political donor. She was a federal public defender who had spent her years in the as a lawyer in the trenches, arguing and fighting for the constitutional rights of some of our most vulnerable citizens. She's currently one of the few public defenders on the entire federal bench. She also happens to be the only democratically nominated judge on the entire Eighth Circuit, and only the only woman on the entire Eighth Circuit. But Tom Harkin made it a focus of his to expand his search and make sure that he was looking at a broad pool of amazing lawyers in the state of Iowa. And he ended up with Jane Kelly, who was on ended up on President Obama's shortlist for the Supreme Court. So what we want to do is emulate that model nationally and make sure that every senator in the White House is looking at the broadest pool of amazing attorneys possible. To give Donald Trump credit, the people he's nominated have been people on the front lines fighting for ultra-conservative causes. And I think progressives should not be shy about looking for lawyers who have been on the front lines fighting for constitutional rights and legal protections for all Americans. And I think that's what our project is meant to do, to work with civil rights organizations, women's organizations, LGBTQ organizations, unions, and the list goes on, to make sure we can identify people that otherwise might not be on senators' radar screens.
And as you were talking about giving the Trump administration credit for actually getting a lot of the people who fall into their ideological lines actually on the courts, and they've done this at a rapid pace, do you think when we get a new Democratic president, should they actually be as aggressive as Donald Trump and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have been at getting judges confirmed? And is that what you're kind of hoping by having, you know, maybe a pre-made list of judges that have been well vetted by you guys, that we can hopefully, you know, get a number of new justices onto the courts?
Definitely. And I want to follow up on one thing you said there. Mitch McConnell has undermined rules and norms in the Senate to fast-track Donald Trump's judicial nominations. I think one message we have for Democrats is we can't go backwards. There can't be one set of rules for Democratic presidents and one set of rules for Donald Trump. That many of the rules that allowed Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans to stymie and obstruct Barack Obama's overly qualified judicial nominees should not be put back in place to enable Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans to obstruct the amazing judges that we're confident the next Democratic president will put forward. So I think that's a critical point, that Mitch McConnell has put rules in place, and the next Democratic president should take advantage of those rules to ensure that true progressives are nominated and confirmed for the bench.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we can't say the old, oh, let's let bygones be bygones and go back to the old
way.
Yeah, that won't work anymore, because if we get another Republican president later down the line, yeah, they're going to go to the exact same system we saw under the Trump administration.
And to your other point, I don't think the Democrats should be shy. As I alluded to before, Republicans put forward somebody who had spent 30 years of his career trying to make it harder for African Americans to vote. Thomas Farr, who I talked about, was even mentioned in a George H.W. Bush Justice Department memorandum on illegalities under the Voting Rights Act. Democrats should not be shy about finding our attorneys who have been in the trenches trying to make it easier for all Americans to exercise their constitutional rights. We should not be shy about finding, they've just confirmed to the federal bench somebody who worked with Betsy DeVos to undermine public education in this country. We should not be shy about finding the lawyers on the ground who have been fighting for better access to public education and workers' rights and LGBTQ equality. The purpose here is to make sure that the Constitution and our judges is really working for all Americans, not the narrow-minded, wealthy, and powerful that Donald Trump's judges are siding with.
absolutely could not agree with you more on that statement. So we have to unfortunately wrap things up here, Dan, as we are up against the clock. But can you give us the website where people can learn more about building the bench and hopefully follow along and keep the pressure on Democrats to appoint good judicial nominees when they get the chance?
Definitely. It's afj.org. And I really encourage folks who are listening to also reach out with their ideas for who would be an amazing judge. Too often our neighbors who think they would be an amazing judge think to themselves, oh, I'm not qualified, or, oh, the other partner at this law firm has went to a better law school. And people who otherwise should be applying and thinking about how can I serve our country on a federal bench don't. So I really want people who are listening to reach out to us, reach out to your neighbor, think about who in your legal community would do the job of protecting the constitutional rights and legal protections for all, because we'd like to know about that person.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Dan Goldberg of Alliance for Justice and their Building the Bench initiative. And Dan, really want to thank you for joining us on the program today to talk about this very important topic, because it's something we'll hopefully be having to deal with once we have a new Democratic president in office in 2021. So thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for covering the issue and reaching out. Thanks.